Tom Watkins. Tom, how are you this morning?
I'm great, and it's another pure Michigan morning.
Oh, geez, Tom. Where are you? You're probably in some gorgeous location around the state. Where are you this morning?
I'm in my hometown in Northville this morning, and it couldn't be any nicer. I've been out for a beautiful bike ride and just enjoying the day, heading off to work.
All right. I wanted to talk with you a little bit about Roy Roberts, a couple other things I want to talk to you about too, but I just wanted to get your take on Roy Roberts. Do you think that as the emergency financial manager, he can help the Detroit Public Schools?
He's got to help them. I mean, when you're at the bottom of the pool, you have two choices. You either stay there and drown, or you push off and get to the surface. And we all have to hope that Roy Roberts, appointed by Governor Snyder, can be the savior for Detroit Public Schools, because what happens to Detroit impacts us all. And 72,000 children that are relying on him and his team to provide the education they need and deserve. And if they don't get it right, we're all sunk.
So that sounds like you don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, you know, he's come in. He's got some tremendous background in the private sector. It's a new challenge. He's saying he's up for it. And again, I think all of us have to wrap our arms around him and do anything that we possibly can to help him, because it's, you know, that old United Negro College Fund, that a mine is a terrible thing to waste, is certainly true. But if we don't care about the children for the moral reasons in Detroit, we ought to care about it for our own self-interest, because we cannot afford to allow 72,000 children fail. We're all sunk if that's happened. So, yeah, I'm hoping and believing that Roy Roberts is going to be the person that's going to help it, but he cannot and will not do it alone. It's really going to take all of us, and I think that's what the governor said when he appointed him, that it's not just a single person. It truly has to be all of us wrapping our arms around the children of Detroit.
And if you point in the Michigan Chronicle, you talk about unfounded liabilities haunt Michigan taxpayers. I like the email you sent me. John Nixon, Michigan's budget director, gets it. The $58.4 billion in unfunded state and local government pensions, including education and retiree health care liabilities, is a nightmare.
Well, it's keeping them up at night, because we do have that liability. It's kind of off the books, and people don't talk about it very much. But it's not just school districts. It's municipalities and the like that have this liability. And we all know we've got to pay our mortgage, and the state and the local municipalities and the school districts have these unfunded responsibilities for health care and pensions down the road. And it ought to concern each and every one of us, because that's a cost that all of us are ultimately going to have to pay.
But in a lot of budgets for a lot of states, it's not included in that balanced budget that so many of them talk about.
Well, we talk about it, too. We say that the state's budget is balanced, and municipals say their budgets are balanced. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but when I owe more than I'm able to take in, I don't consider that a balanced budget. And a lot of our municipalities and the state and school districts are facing that problem. One area that's doing quite well is under the leadership of Brooks Patterson in Oakland County, that has had three-year budgets, and they're looking out, and they're making the tough, tough decisions that have to be made on a regular basis in order to stay solvent.
Tom Watkins, thanks so much. You can go to the Michigan Chronicle and read that viewpoint piece. Thanks so much,
it's
Tom.
It's in the Muskegon Chronicle.
Oh, excuse me.
Muskegon Chronicle this morning. Take a look at it, and take a look at truthinaccounting.org. Also to get more information about these liabilities across the country.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.